Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi, Sukkah, Daf Tezvav, and we are into the last section of the second parak here in Masechta Sukkah. We just read the Mishnah, Mishnah Yerubo, Yudal and Aleph in the Oz V'Hadar, right after the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, according to the Machlokes B'Shammai and B'Hillel, about sitting in a certain type of Sukkah that is Pasul Midrabanan. Either it's the size or the parshat shot of the Mishnah, though the Bavli expands that it's really a double machlokas. If you're sitting in a sukkah and your table's outside the sukkah, so where Beis Shammai says, where it goes there, that you might come to lean outside and eat from some of the food that's on the table, and if you can't sit in such a sukkah, Beis Shammai is not worried. That is the machlokas. But the language that is in the Mishnah is important. Because Beis Hillel quoted a story. They said, hey, Beis Shammai, didn't the Zikne Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel go to visit Yochanan ben Choroni? And they didn't say anything, and he was sitting in such a sukkah. So Beis Shammai says, you got the story wrong. They said, if this is what you've been doing, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. If you sat in the sukkah, then you've never been the Makan in the mitzvah of sukkah. That's the lashon. Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. So that's an important lashon, that there is a machlokas we show in him how to understand that lashon. Right, you've never been. This is an issa puzzle drabanan. This sukkah is puzzle midrabanan, not puzzle daraisa. And yet the language uses lo kianda mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. So if you look at the Ran on the Mishnah, if you look in the on the Rif, klomar shlo kiyem mitzvah son karaui. It means you haven't done the mitzvah properly. It doesn't mean you haven't done the mitzvah. You haven't done the mitzvah properly. That's the Ran. But the Ran is arguing on Tosfos because Tosfos on Daf Gimel all the way at the beginning. This comes up in the Bavli. The Bavli quotes the Mishnah here earlier. Tosfos is lashon on Daf Gimel. Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha dafilu midaraisa lo kiyem. This is known as Tosfos in the Ran. Many quote it as an example of Durabanans affecting daraisa. If Durabanans say something is puzzle, do we say that even midaraisa you're not yotzei, or is daraisa and Durabana? Well, we mentioned this a couple of days ago about going onto the sukkah that's on the animal or on the tree. On Yantif, right? Do you get a mitzvah daraisa but a violated mitzvah drabanan? Or do you say you don't even get a mitzvah daraisa? The Prima Gadim has this suffix. The Minchas Chinuch quotes this in the mitzvah of Kiddush, right? But the Torah says you have to make Kiddush. No, the Torah just says Zachos Yom Shabbos Lakacho. That's all the Torah says. Chazal created for us the words of Kiddush. Asher Kiddushana b'mitzosa v'ratzavanu. So what if I come home and say Shabbos is amazing? It's the best day. Or Rabbi Kiva Eger says just saying Good Shabbos. Just saying Good Shabbos. You're yotzi the mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush. The Rabbanan told me, though, how to fulfill it. So do I say that if I don't do it the way the Rabbanan said it now, I don't even get the mitzvah daraisa, right? The same thing by benching, same thing by tefillah, same kind of question. All these are a little different. One is how to fulfill the mitzvah daraisa. Number two is how to if somebody, there's a psul derabanan, do we say that that affects the psul daraisa? Do we say that it affects the status be daraisa? There are many different examples of the daraisa derabanan element, all in different applications. But this is one of them, Tosfos and the Ritva. Tosfos and the Ran is quoted. I think the Ran quotes an example there. The Ran says, just like we say, Rabbi Gamliel says in Pesachim, kosh la'amar shlosha daram elu b'pesach l'yasi dechovaso. Right, you're not Yotzi if you don't say Pesach Matzah Maror. You don't get the mitzvah of Sibir Shishim without that. The Torah doesn't say you have to say that. So again, the Ran says Karoi. Once Chazal say that this, you have to mention these. That's right. So I think the Ran there. Yes, yeah. Lav Dafka. I didn't read the first line. Lav Dafka. Tamid Rabbananu Mitzvah. Shema Yimashach Hashachano. Alachi Kamer. Lo Kiyanda Mitzvah Sukkah. Karoi Ukirson Chachamim. Kidetan Baravrei Psachim. So he has that comparison, Durabanans and Daraisas. But again, this is a big topic. You look at the first Ritva in Makos. The Ritva discusses the first Mishnah in Makos discusses Veidim on the Mishplani Shu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Right? If Veidim say that somebody's Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, and if they found that to be Zomamin, so we don't make them Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutzas, but we give them Malkus. So the Ritva says Ben Chalutza. That's a psul derabanan. Chalutza. If a kohen marries a chalutza, it's a psul derabanan. So the gerusha is a daraisa. What about a psul derabanan? So the Ritva, so some say, oh, it's just agav grara. Didn't really mean it. Or the Ritva and the Aruch Lener also discusses, no, wait. The point is that lamaisa, they can't testify if they're psul la'edus or if they're a chalal. So lamaisa, you know, that maybe that's all what the Edim Zoman is about. But again, that might also be derabanan affecting daraisas if you try to say somebody has a status of a psul derabanan. Each of these, you can be mechalik between. right? If I blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, right? All of these are applications of the same idea. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, lo sov davar. So the Mishnah said that Beis Shammai says you have to have your table in the sukkah. So the Gemara says lo sov davar shulchanu alafilu kidei shulchanu. Right? It doesn't only mean, says the Pnei Moshe, doesn't mean that you dafka have to have your table in the sukkah, but as long as you have the amount of space, shiur, kidei shulchanu, that's good enough, right? That's how the Pnei Moshe reads the Gemara. Again, not everybody agrees. How much is that a tefach? Meaning it's saying how big does your sukkah have to be? 6 tefachim for you, 1 tefach for your table. Period. If you'd have been Pazi, Rabbi Ivu Barnagri, Havin Yasvin Amrin, they were saying the following. Taninan, we learned in the Mishnah in Trumos. There's a Mishnah in Trumos. We know there's a concept of bittel, right? Bittel iser beheter, there's bittel. What about, and this is the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and Trumos, right? We discussed this way back in Maseches Trumos. What happens if you have a tame piece of truma that falls into a lot of tahar truma? Does bittel apply for tuma and tara as well? Right, that's the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel says yes, there's bittel, and therefore if a little tamei truma falls into a huge thing of tahar truma, more than 100, remember truma this year is 100, not usual 60, but true this year is truma batel b'meya, like arlan kilei hakerem is batel b'matayim, but this is the machlokas. Sa'a truma shen t'meya, shenafel meya sa'a truma tahora, Beis Shammai says there's no bittel there. U'Beis Hillel matirin, Beis Hillel says mutter. Mutter, bittel applies for tumah and tahara also. Amar Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, hol v'tahara asur lazar, v'tumeah asur lakohanim. Just like tumah tahara is asur for a zar, and tumah tumeah is asur for a kohen, ma tahara ola, just like tumah tahara falling into chulin is batel, so av tumeah tala, so to tumeah is batel. Beis Shammai then has an argument. You know what, let's read it now. Because it's going to come up later. Amar lem Beis Shammai. Lo, Beis Shammai says, wait a minute. Im helu achulin akalin, chulin can be mivatel, the truma tahora. Why? Hamutarim lazarim. Because chulin is mutter for everybody. So it has a very strong mivatel power. That's why it can be mivatel anything. Es ha tahora. Tala truma tahamura hasur lazarim es ha temeya. But truma is also to azar. And tell me that truma has the power to be mivatel. Truma tahora can be mivatel. Truma temeya. Beis Shammai does not think that that should work. And there's no answer given in the Mishnah. Keep that in mind. And then the Mishnah says, La'achar shehodu, after they were modet to each other, dot, dot, dot. We'll get to the continuation. But who was modet to who? Who was modet? Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai. That's not clear in the Mishnah. So let's keep that in mind. So the Gemara says, that's all background to this line now of the Gemara. So Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah there, Achar shehodu, mi hode lemi. Who is moded to who? Beis Shammai le Beis Hillel or Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai? Who is moded to who? So Amrin, they said, Neitzi lachus v'nilmod. Let's go out and ask some people. Let's go find out. V'nafkin v'shamun Reb Chizki Rav Acha b'shem Reb Yehuda ben Levi. They went out and they found these two rabbis and they said in the name of Reb Yehuda ben Levi, lo matzano shehodu Beis Shammai le Beis Hillel ela v'davar zeh bavad. This is the only case. This case is the intrumus. This case of Trumas is the only time when Beis Shammai was Moda to Beis Hillel. Moda to Beis Hillel, and therefore the Bittel does work. So the Gemara says, can we prove that? Can we prove that Beis Shammai is Moda to Beis Hillel? Meaning that their Bittel does work. Truma Tahor, Temeah in Truma Tahor does work. So Rav Chuna B'Shem Rav Avia Masnisa Amar came. Well, the Mishnah says that. The Mishnah seems to say that Temeah can be Batel and Tahor. Where? The Mishnah in Meseches Tevul Yom. The following mission is in Tevul Yom. Here's the case. Hama'ara mikli lekli. I'm pouring from an upper kli to whatever, I'm pouring some liquid. An upper kli to a lower kli, and a Tevul Yom, remember Tevul Yom, somebody went to the mikvah, who's tummy till the night, touches the flow in the middle of my pouring. Middle of my pouring. So the Mishnah looks at it as if you could look at this as three separate entities. What's in the upper kli, what's in the middle, and what's in the lower kli. So if the Tevul Yom touches, Tevul Yom is tummy, lower level tuma, but tuma, he touches what's in the middle. So the issue in the Mishnah is, do we say that that whole middle flow that's tuma, can it be batel in the kli on the bottom that is going into now? That's the issue. And the Mishnah seems to say, yes. Says the Mishnah, Hamara mi kli le kli v'nagat tvul yom bekiluach. If I'm pouring from a kli to a kli and the tvul yom is nogeya in the kiluach, in the flow, im yesh bo, if there is enough in the bottom, kli yala bechad umeya. So you see, bittel works. So we assume this is the halacha, and therefore it must be that Beis Shammai was modeh to Beis Hillel, that Temeya could be batel in Tahora, says the Gemara. Im Temer Beis Hillel hodel Beis Shammai, because if you say the other way, that Beis Hillel is modeh to Beis Shammai, shalo tale, that it's not batel, then mantana hachatala, then who's the author of the Mishnah in Tvil Yom? Lo Beis Hillel, lo Beis Shammai. So it must be that Beis Shammai was modeh to Beis Hillel. Good, and therefore, if I want to be mevatel, something tummy and something tar, that works. So Gemara says, who says? Amar Rav Idi, well, who says? You're not going to have anybody who's the author of that Mishnah. Maybe Beis Hillel was modeh to Beis Shammai. Who's that Mishnah that says there is betel? Maybe that was Beis Hillel Shita before he was Chozer Bo. Nomar Beis Hillel Shanuosa Achalo Hodu Lohem LeBeis Shammai, in the Lamed. Right? So maybe there's no riot from that Mishnah in Tvil Yom. Maybe that Mishnah in Tvil Yom reflects Beis Hillel Shita before he was modeh. So the Gemara says, no, okay, let's try again. Let's go back to that Mishnah in Shumas. Ach, Amar, Rav Yosef, Masnisa, Amar Kain, that Mishnah in Shumas. Right? I stopped before. I said, let's not read the last line yet. So what was the last line? Now we quote the last line. Ach, Arshahodu, after they admitted, who we don't know who admitted to who yet, after they admitted, Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, Teirum, Vatisarev. After they admitted, what was the halacha? You have a little bit of Truma Temeya that fell into Truma Tahora. Rebbe Eliezer says you could take one out and burn it and eat the rest. Meaning you could assume it's Truma Tahora. So, Lach HaShahodu, Rebbe Eliezer says, basically, Bittel works. Take one out to be Yotze, to say Ki'ilu, this is the Tame one. But the rest is allowed. So, one second. Rebbe Eliezer, Lav Shemutehu, isn't Rebbe Eliezer known as the Talmud of Beis Shammai? Or Zona Shemuti. So if he's known as the Talmud of Beis Shammai, and yet he says here, Bittel works. So it must be that Beis Shammai, he's a Talmud of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai was modeh to Beis Hillel. So that is a riot. We'll get back to this. Let's just read one more line. The Gemara said, one more line. Amar of Chinana, Masnisa Amar Kain. We have a Brisa that says, Achar Shehodu, Elu Le'elu Tala. The Feirish. Right? After they admit it, say it's Batal. Chagadiaski wonders, what was the Havamina? Right? It's a Beferish Brisa. I guess the Gemara sometimes does that. We'll quote a couple of tries, then we'll quote, no, it's Beferish. Beferish. But this is a Beferish Brisa that, right, he says, Vitzorachi and Maisalka Daitach. Maisalka Daitach. Okay. It was interesting. It says here that Rebbe Eliezer was obviously a Talmud of Beis Shammai, so obviously he was Chozer Bo. The Mefarshim point out that if you look in the Pirkei Avos in the second paragraph, Rebbe Eliezer was a Talmud of Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai was a Talmud of Hillel. So, what do you mean? Rebbe Eliezer was a Talmud of Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai. What do you mean Rebbe Eliezer Shamutihu? He was a Talmud of Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai, was a Talmud of Hillel. Remember the Gemara in Sukkah. In the Bavli, Chav Ches Samad Aleph. That great Gemara. The Gemara says there, Amr Alava Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai, this is the Gemara about him. Let's skip. I don't want to do that one. Shmonim Talmidim Hayulol Hillel Azakein. Hillel had 80 students. Shlosha Meham Marim Shadish Alayim Shechina Kamosha Rabbeinu. 30 of them were as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. In terms of being able, they should have been zocha to stop the sun and the moon. So, 30 of them should have been hashras hashchina like Moshe. 30 of them like Yeshua ben Nun, stopping the sun. As estrim beinonim, gadol shebekulan. So the beinonim, that's the next level, right? Gadol shebekulan, Yonas ben Uziel. Kadosh shebekulan, Yochanan ben Zakkai. And it goes through everything Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew. Amazing. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was a Talmud of Hillel. And Rabbi Eliezer, is a Talmud of Shama, of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So how can we say that he was a Shamuti? So the Rishonim deal with this. If you look in the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis in Shvius, the Rambam says, Rabbi Eliezer, this is in Yud Tes. Tes. Perakas Mishnah Tes. Rabbi Eliezer, so Verkadas Be Shammai. Afa Bishu Mitamide Be Silel, Kach Yodua, Mikol Imirav Batalmud. You see, even though he's a Talmud of Beis Hillel, but still he holds like Beis Shammai. He made his own decisions. There's a Ron in Pesach Shabbos that also says the same idea, that he went over and the Ron says maybe he even learned with Beis Shammai somewhat. He didn't just make that decisions. But this is he's always called a Shamuti, but Lav Dafka that he learned with Beis Shammai. Maybe he just made that decision. Okay, so that's in terms of Beis Shammai and Rabbi Eliezer. We continue. Says the Gemara, one second. Remember the Mishnah that we just read before? Beis Shammai asked Akasha asked Akasha to Beis Hillel in the Mishnah. Chulin, you could be a Mevatel. Truma could be a Mevatel? Beis Hillel does not answer that question in the Mishnah. So the Gemara now asks, didn't Beis Shammai have a knockout punch? Right? Beis Shammai asks his bomb question. Now we're saying Beis Shammai was Chozer or Beis Hillel. How can you say that? Right? That was, so says the Gemara. Beis Shammai misalkin loan. Beis Shammai was misalik. Basically removed Beis Hillel. He gave him a strong question. Ve'inun modi loan. And now we're saying that Beis Shammai was moda. What do you mean? They had the stronger svara. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yavun, Shuvah Acheres Yishka. No, no. There's an answer given, just not in the Mishnah. Beis Hillel had an answer given, right? Not just not in the Mishnah. What answer? Again, what was Beis Shammai's claim? The Mevat, you can't compare. The Mevatel of Chulin is much stronger than the Mevatel of Truma. So therefore, you know, who says, how can you say that the Truma is going to be Mevatel? So the answer that Beis Hillel gave was, who says you should be focused on the Mevatel, not on the Mevutal? Or what is? Let's read it. Chuvacheres Yeshkan. Right? There's another, right? This is what an answer that Beis Hillel could have given. That's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Kadot Tani Raboshia. Ma im Tahora Shiba Avon Misa Eitzel Zara Maria Ola. If Truma Tahora could be nullified, even though if a Zara eats Truma Tahora, it's Misa B'dei Shamayim. Tamea Shiba Se Eitzel Kodim L'Koshekin. Truma Tamea is an Isra Se for the Kohen to eat it. So the Mivutal is weaker. So Beis Hillel's tying it back would be, why are you focusing on the Mevatel being stronger? Focus on the Mevutel being weaker. And that would be the Svara for Beis Hillel. And therefore, that's why we could say that Beis Shammai was Chozerbo to Beis Hillel. But as was said on the bottom of the, a couple of lines ago, this is the only time that Beis Shammai was ever Chozerbo to Beis Hillel. We'll get back to that. What was the Lashon that we said before? Lo matzanu shod Beis Shammai le Beis Hillel, elo bedavar ze bilvad. That's it. Right, we'll see. The other direction went a couple of times. Let's continue. So now the Gemara says, Mazachu Beis Hillel Shetikav Halacha Gedevrayim. Remember this from the Bavli Erevin Yud Gimel. Right? Why was Beis Hillel Zoche? The Gemara doesn't quote it, but why did the Baskol say that? Right? The Baskol that says, Elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chayim v'halacha gedevrei Beis Hillel. Right? That line is not here in the Yerushalmi, but that's in the Bavli. And the question then the Gemara asks is, why was Beis Hillel Zoche? So what does the Yerushalmi say? I'm Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, Shahi Makdimin Divrei Beis Shammai LeDivreihem. Because Beis Hillel always put Beis Shammai's words first. Right? They held them in esteem and they held themselves lower. And, they were Makdim. Velo, oh, right? Whenever you see in a Mishnah, you always see Beis Shammai Shita first. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai's always first. So that's a remez that Beis Hillel always put Beis Shammai first. Velo Oda, not only that, Ela Shayu Rowan Divrei Beis Shammai V'Chozer Bohen. And also sometimes Beis Hillel was Chozer Bo. What does that show? That they really listened and they really understood and focused, and sometimes they even gave up, right? Beis Shammai never gave up. Never changed their sheet except this once. But other than that, you're always right. They've quoted in the past, maybe not recently. If you look in the Hakdama of the Marshal, the Amshal Shlomo to Baba Kama, I think it is, to Baba Kama, that's where he talks about how the Rambam is the Gadol, and talks all about the Mesorah there, talks about everybody had their own Kabbalah Satorah at Har Sinai. Then he talks about the Rambam, and he talks about the first one, the Rambam. And I don't know, he has it in for the Migdal Oz. He says, you look in the Migdal Oz on the bottom of the Rambam, he's always defending the Rambam. Says the Yamshal Shlomo, the Rambam's never wrong. The Migdal Oz defends the Rambam 100% of the times. Not 90, not 96, 100%. He starts screaming. He says, Lo tagru mepnei ish. He says, don't be scared of anybody. He says, it can't be that somebody's right 100% of the times. So he screams at the Migdal Oz, that the Rambam can't always. So that's this point here. Beis Hillel said, okay, sometimes I'm wrong. And he's moda to Beis Shammai, and that shows that he's really honest. And that shows godless of his shita, while Beis Shammai, the Gemara says, never was Chozer Bo except this once. One time. So, it could be that one time was Mara on the rule, but even this is the issue. Again, that, Gemara of Elu ve'Elu, Divrei Elokim Chayim is the Gemara. Again, that line is not here in the Yerushalmi. Remember the Ritva on, that Gemara about Elu ve'Elu. Just to go with that Ritva. We're not going to have a whole shiur now on Elu ve'Elu, but I can't mention that Gemara without mentioning the Ritva. The Ritva there, Erevin Yud Gimel, quotes the Chachmei Tzarfas, which is fascinating. The Ritva, one of the great Chachmei Sfarad, Dafkin, this sugya, quotes the Chachmei Tzarfas, the French rabbis, who says, what does that mean, Elu ve'Elu, Divrei Elokim Chayim? How could there be multiple truths? What does that mean, Elu ve'Elu? So the Ritva says that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem this question. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem this question. And he says, Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Shalu Rabbani Tzarfasal. Here, the Rabbani Tzarfas asks, Heich Efshar, Shiushneem Divri Elokim Chayim, Ze Oser Vze Matir. V'tirtzu, kisha'ala Moshe l'maram l'kabal Torah, heru lo akol davar v'davar, Hashem showed to Moshe Rabbeinu, memtes panim le'isr, memtes panim le'heter, reasons why this is mutar, this is asr. The Gemara says, 100 reasons why a sheret should be tahar. And he showed him all of these different svaras. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, what's going on here? I don't understand. V'shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu alzeh. V'amar she'yehez ha'masr l'chachma Yisrael b'chol dar v'dar, yehachra kamosam. Let the rabbis of every generation figure it out and decide. What does that mean? What does that mean? So again, where it says explicitly in the Torah something, you can argue, but it's a lot of Torah Shebal Peh. And what do you mean? Memtes pan l'tar, memtes pan l'tameh. So the Maharal explains this idea as being, if somebody says, what makes a tree grow? And you get five different answers. Water, soil, sunlight, focus. No, who's right? They're all right, depending on your perspective. There are many things that make a tree grow. So too, every idea in Torah, every concept of Torah is very multifaceted and multi-layered, and depends. You have to figure out what's the ikar and what's the tafel, and there could be different ways of looking at things. So that's the idea of Elu, but it's this Ritva in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, and this is the Gemara here about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara continuing, Hasiv. So what do we say? That's why we know that Beis Shammai was one that was closer to Beis Hillel. In this case, Hesav Rabbi Simon Bar Zevet Kumi Rabbi Ila. How do you know that Beis Hillel always put the words of Beis Shammai first? Oh no, Martanya Chamtun. Maybe the Brisa saw. I mean, Chami in the Yerushalmi always means to see. Savin Minun Va'Aktamun. Maybe he saw they were older. Maybe Beis Shammai rabbis were older, and that's why they put him first in the Mishnah. Who says that Beis Hillel always was gave kavod and put Beis Shammai? Maybe they were older. Which is a strange, what? Every generation they were older, right? But maybe it means that they, so I'm saying it means maybe it was, the Beis Shammai was an older institution. Okay. But the Gemara says, I'll tell you, look at our Mishnah. That's why this is all here. Who's in this Mishnah? Beis Hillel is talking to Beis Shammai. There's a quote here. Beis Hillel is proving that they're right about this little sukkah. So what does the story say? Maisa Shahalchu Ziknei. Beis Shammai, Vizikne Beis Hillel, Levakar, Yochanan ben Acharoni. This is a quote from Beis Hillel. This isn't just the narrator of the Mishnah talking. Nomar Zakenin of Ziknechem. So why didn't he say, our Zakenim and your Zakenim? No, it said Zikne Beis Shammai first. That shows Beis Hillel puts Beis Shammai first. So therefore, that proves that they're mocked him. Good. Amar Reb Zir. So that was all about the Mishnah Trumas and the connection. Amar Zir, Rav Huna, B'Shem Rav, Halacha, Beis Shammai. But it could be that in our Mishnah here in Sukkah, the Halacha is like Beis Shammai. Rav Yirmiyah, a couple of times, the halachah is like Beis Shammai. Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Shua, Bar Rav Yitzchak, Bar Shem Rav, Mimashe, Silku, Beis Shammai, Le Beis Hillel, Hada Amr, halachah Devrayim. From the fact that Beis Shammai was Masalik, meaning our Mishnah, he said, you got the story wrong, and there was no answer, so maybe that shows that the halachah is like Beis Shammai in this case, because Beis Hillel didn't answer, so maybe that shows Karban Eida, the Hilchasa Kavasayo to Beis Shammai in this case. Okay. There are Kabbalistic sources. I don't think it's anywhere in the Nigla Chazal about changing psak that we're going to pass like Beis Shammai in the future. I don't think that's in anywhere, not that I know all of it, but what I've seen quoted, that it's some Kabbalistic sources that talk about Beis Shammai La'asil Lavo. I think I once saw a Sefer called that, Beis Shammai La'asil Lavo, a little kuntres that gathers all the makaras, but I don't think it's any in Chazal in the Nigla. Says the Mishnah, Nashim v'avadim v'ketan v'tur menasukah. Nashim, avadim, and ketanim are patur from sukkah. Women, it's a mitzvah say, shazman grama. Va'avadim, buketanim, patur ben sukkah. The Bavli wonders, because if you look in the Bavli, there's a pasuk to exclude women. Ha'ezrach lahotzias anashim. Right? So the Gemara there asks, it's a zman grama. So we need a special gzeres akasavar. Zman grama, women are paturas from all mitzvahs say zman grama. We need a special limud to tell me that a woman is patur from sukkah. So the Gemara says, two amazing havaminas, right? You might have thought a woman is chayiv. Why? Either because of, where's the, Lahosia, it's not Lamehmer, the Ezra, and Ezra, Ezra, first he quotes the, not this line. So he says on the top over here, Vitzrech, Sagadai, Sagadai, Chamina, Teshvu, Kein, Taduru, Madira, Ishvi, Ishto, Avsuke, Ishvi, Ishto. So you might think because of Teshvu, Kein, Taduru, a woman, mitzad the man's chayiv, you might say. Right, and therefore, families live together. So maybe the the specific nature of the mitzvah of Sukkah might override the patur of Zman Grama. Right? That was the Hava Mina. Kamashbalan not. Kamashbalan, they're still Pater. Or Tesvav Tesvav. It could be maybe based on the Gzeira Shavah. We said in the last shir, the Gzeira Shavah, Tesvav Tesvav, just like they're Chayvin Matzah. So maybe that's why they'll be chayv in sukkah too. Kamashbalan, they're not. Kamashbalan, they're not. Kol katan, sheino tzorach li'imo, chayv b'sukkah. Any child that does not need his mother anymore, says the Mishnah chayv b'sukkah, at least midi rabbanan, the mitzvah of chinuch. Maisa sheyolda kalasa shel shamay azakin, upichet zemazeva. There was a story about the daughter-in-law of Shamay Azakin who had a baby, and Shamay Azakin, said, got rid of the plaster on top of the roof. V'sikach hagabi amita b'shol katan. The baby. It was a little baby. So obviously this seems like that the story is arguing on the previous line. The first line says only a katan that is igia lachinuch, shena tzorach le'imo, is chayev, and the next line says the opposite. Ezeo katan. So who is a katan that does not need the mother anymore? The base rabbiane amri kolshu tzorach le'imo shetakan chenu. If the child still leaves the mother to clean him in the bathroom, so that's too young. Rabbi Yochanan amar kolshu ne'ar mishinasa v'kari ima. Whichever child wakes up in the middle of the night and calls mommy, mommy. Ima, ima, and the Bavli says more than once, not just once. You keep calling until the mother comes in, so then that's too young. According to Tanakama. Tani, Ravoshi, a cousin, she knows Zorach Le'imo, Chayiv in Sukkah, V'yotze Biruva Shalimo. Not, Ravoshi has said not only is he Chayiv in Sukkah, but the Erev of a mother, the Erev Tchum. We know for an Erev Tchum, different than Erev Chatzeros. Erev Chatzeros, you have to put out a certain amount for the whole community. Erev Tchum, you have to put out per person. Certain amount that could be used to be per person, but if there's a baby for the mother, it could be yotzi with the Erev of the mother. Okay. Kol shivas hayamim. So you might have thought that this should be the first Mishnah in the Masechta, or at least the first Mishnah regarding Yeshiva Basukah, but this is the last one. Kol shivas hayamim osa adam esikaso kerev es beso arai. The whole sukkis, you have to make your sukkah keva, that's your permanent dwelling, and beso arai, that has to be mentality. Yardu Gashamim, if it starts raining, when can you move inside? When your oatmeal gets spoiled, when your porridge gets spoiled and the rain rains in. Let's hold that for a minute. Let's go until we get to the Gemara. Moshe Nosa Mashal Amadar Adom, and the Mashal is given if it rains on Sukkis, La'evich Amad Limzog Kolokono, to an Evet who's coming to Limzog. Mizika in the Gemara means to dilute. The wine was very strong in those days, so it's like an Eved who's about to serve some wine to his master, and he's diluting pouring in some water in order to dilute. And Veshavach Hakidin Opanav, the master takes the water and throws it away. The Vilna Gaon has an unbelievable comment here on the Mishnah, where the Gemara says, it's Dafka the Mizika. Why? Because we know Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Din, and Sukkis is Simcha, is Rachamim. And that's why the goal of Sukkot Tishrei is to have the balance. We want to dilute the din with the rachamim. And that's why we want to sit in the sukkah to be able to balance the din that we had on the Yom Narayim. And what happens when it rains on Sukkot? Right? What is the mashal? Hashem takes the water and throws it. No dilution. No dilution. That's exactly, we can't sit in the sukkah. So there's no dilution. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's all the din, and we don't have the dilution of the sukkah of the waters. That's the diuk that the Gra has. About this, the mashal, the depth of the mashal. Okay, we can continue. Ksiv basukas, teshu vein teshu ala taduru. It says basukas, teshu, sit in the sukkah for 7 days. Teshu means taduru, to live in there. Kamoda atamar, virishta mosa, vishavtemba. Like it says, conquer Eretz Yisrael, virishta mosa, vishavtemba. Right, that's the pasuk that the Ramban says is the makar for the mitzvah of Yishav Eretz Yisrael. Parshas matos masse. Shehe ocha basukah, matayo basukah, eat in the sukkah. Hang out in the sukkah. Mala kelim the sukkah. Bring your kelim to the sukkah. Bring your kelim to the sukkah. Right? That should be your place. That should be your place. The Gemara in the Bavli says, learn in the sukkah. The Gemara is machalik between which type of learning? Iyun or bekias. Machlokas Rashi Ritva, which has to be done in the sukkah and which doesn't have to be done in the sukkah. Right? So there's a dim. Rashi says the iyun needs more concentration. So you have to do that in the house. Because in the sukkah it might be, and bekias you could do in the sukkah. The Ritva quotes a day of the opposite. Iyun is a limud of keva, and you can't do keva outside the sukkah. So that's why the iyun has to be in the sukkah, while the bekiyus, which is, less deep, and that's not called keva. Fascinating machlokas. Tin Rashi and the Ritva, they're in sukkah daf chav ches. Yarduk shem eid matay mutu lafano, so when it rains, when can you move? Lo sov davresh tisrach, you don't have to actually have your food spoiled. Elafilu kadesh tisrach, it means it would spoil if you would have. If you look in the Tur, the Tosfos Yontif here on this Mishnah quotes, the Tur quotes the Smag. And the Smag says exactly what, well, pretend we don't know this, Yerushalmi. Right? The Smag, the Tur quotes the Smag in Simitav Reish Lamates, that as long, if your food would be spoiled, then you're allowed to go inside. And the Tur argues and says, no, it's you have to mamish wait till your food spoils. Says the Tur, Midalo mashmakein, midalo amar kidesha tisrach hamikva elamisha tisrach, mashra shetisrach mamish. That's what the Tur argues on the Smag. And the Beis Yosef says, it's not a diuk. Heich efshar delo yava masis and shira heichad le, and what if you don't have porridge? Right? You don't have the oatmeal? Hilka hakacha lomar dimichdei shetisrach mikva. No, the Beis Yosef says, no, that's what it means. It means. So Tosfos Yontif says, my son showed me that in the Yerushalmi it's betherish. Yerushalmi Bethaver says it doesn't have to actually be spoiled, but it's enough. Kidei, are Yerushalmi. Umi menu hu sheyatzalo lahasmag. That must be what the smag got it from. Are Yerushalmi says, afilu kidei shetisrach Bethaverish. Lo sadaver mikvas krisin, and not only split bean oatmeal, el afilu mikvas shokal daver, whatever food it is. It's not a special din in a specific type of food. Tani kishem shemifanim, mnei aksham, kachma, mnei ashram, mnei yitushin. Not only can you leave the sukkah if it's raining, because A, it might not even be called a sukkah, or B, it's mitzta'er. So too, if it's boiling hot or if you have bugs there, you're also allowed to leave. Right? It doesn't mean that you leave and you like celebrate. I could go into the house. And it doesn't mean that you leave and you get mad. Right? That's Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel in the Bavli. Right? The mitzvah that Hashem tested the Umos Ha'olam with was the mitzvah of sukkah, and it was really hot and they went out and they kicked down their sukkah. And the Gemara says, well, it's mitzvah's patim and a sukkah. And the Gemara says, fine, patim doesn't mean that you kick down the sukkah when you go out. So if it rains, we go in with, sadly into our house. Rabbi Gamliel nichnas v'yotzei kol ha'layla. Rabbi Gamliel, it was raining one time, so he went into the house and stopped raining and went back out to the sukkah. And then it rained again and went back into the house, back and forth. Rabbi Lezer nichnas v'yotzei kol ha'layla. Chad min talmid min de Rabbi Ma, hori l'chad min krevei de nasiya. One of the students of Rabbi Ma, paskin for the relatives of the Beit Nasi, yatza ein matrichan alav sheyachzer. If it's raining and you go inside and you go to sleep, you don't have to go back out. You don't have to go back out, and that's what we paskin. V'lo shamia de Rabbi Gamliel nichnas v'yotzei kol ha'layla. He never heard of Rabbi Gamliel's minog, Rabbi Gamliel nichnas v'yotzei kol ha'layla. So how do you read that last line? He never heard of that, but if he would have heard those rabbis did it, then he would have paskin differently. Or v'lo shamia, he didn't hold of it. Right, different understanding sometimes of he didn't hold of it or he didn't hear of it. Okay, Hadron Laberka Yashan, we get into Lulav Hagaza. Lulav Hagaza, let's read the first line. Let's stop. We could spend the whole couple of shiurim on the first line. So I guess we'll stop. That's it. We'll continue next time with the first Mishnah in Halul of Agazel.